presents
Tatters
of the King, a 6th edition Call of Cthulhu campaign. Let the madness begin.
So, I've got a shotgun. You've got a pistol.
Yep.
I've got a Luger.
You've got a Luger.
I've got a hand axe.
You have a hand axe.
And a whistle.
And a whistle.
And a bell.
And a bell.
Do we have any books that we were done with all the books, right?
Yeah, we didn't have any spell books that I knew of.
Nope.
The only book that was of any import at that point was the book explaining the bell.
The book explaining the bell and the King in Yellow.
Right.
Right.
Which Troy's already read.
Yes.
And didn't give us any spells or anything sweet. Just madness.
Basically worthless.
Well,
weak as shit.
You lost some sanity.
But
so,
you
I mean,
finally
it had
got
some
that
work
book.
To Lucas.
I mean.
And we do have a copy of the book that we've been looking for a long time.
So I could have got you one a lot sooner, but you didn't want me to.
But there's no sense in taking... Daniel would have this solved on game night one.
I'm just saying.
Shot the guy, took the book, game over. Daniel's in jail. The world is saved.
I did my duty.
Oh, hell. What was I going to say? So there's nothing else we need to bring, yes? No books we need to bring? Because there's nothing with spells or anything intricate.
Not that I know of.
And all we do is ring the bell to cancel a spell. That's what we know, yes?
It's canceling while it's in progress, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So once it's been cast, we're f***ed.
Mechanically speaking, most spells in this game have a casting time. So if you see somebody start doing something weird... Start ringing your bell.
Basically, let's make sure when we get there and we see them chanting around the 19th, just go and throw the bell at their head.
Mm-hmm. So, this is how we're going to
play. Frag out!
So, we're just going to play it like Angus in front, me directly behind him with Dan with his gun to the back of my head. So, when I go insane, he just pulls the trigger. I'm not going to be a hindrance.
Just a thought. If I'm holding this to cancel spells that they're casting, I'm probably going to be a target.
It's true.
Well, we can do
maybe
those.
You should hide it.
We could. Well, if he's ringing it, they're going to hear it and hear where it's coming from, unless we're all grouped together. Ideally. But we can do. We can
well,
always do that thing where
we
throw
go
to each other.
Okay. So, yeah. So if the bull doesn't hit, you need to be aiming for whatever it is he's shooting at through the back of my head.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
I think that's fair.
Ready to go?
I love how
meanwhile,
you guys think you know how this is going to
yeah,
go.
Although apparently I have the most hit points too. So I guess that's not a bad thing.
Everybody should be full on hit points because you all healed up, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm at 11.
Yeah, and same. I'm assuming he's not going to let us roll ticks.
For what?
Just general niceties of having been good players. Figured I'd just toss that out there.
I don't have anything. I'm pretty sure it's because...
Do you guys have ticks to roll?
I have at least two, but...
I have one.
One.
I mean, if there's not really much to roll, then... You technically haven't finished chapter 4 yet. You got a little bit to go.
That's fair. I'm just throw that out there.
If we finish chapter 4.
Just like people who are always asking me about inspiration.
I understand.
I'm just asking.
If we finish chapter 4, well, we will finish chapter 4. And then
it's a big difference between inspiration.
My intent was to let you roll ticks after chapter 4. So.
All right. So everyone needs to practice all their shooting skills on the train.
Everybody roll everything you have on your sheet. Right now.
Oh, look at that. 17 more ticks.
Cool.
Not one.
Are you ready to depart?
We are.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
You said that we did rounds for me, but I don't have rounds written down anywhere. I don't know if that was...
Oh, for your gun?
Yeah.
You had, like, 12 total rounds. 6 in the chamber and 6 in your pocket, I believe is what we had.
Oh, yeah.
I actually remember that.
Yeah.
But I would like to point out that was also just because you were curious as to how many rounds you have on you.
Yeah.
Having that many rounds on you... you could throw a box of ammunition into your suitcase. You could theoretically get more. So, I'm just making sure
again,
you're not...
thematically appropriate.
No, that's what I'm probably going to do is just get a box of rounds.
If you fire your pistol... Do you fire that 3 times in a round?
Yeah.
Okay, so say you fire that 3 times. 3 times. Spend a round to reload. 3 times. 3 times. If you go through 4 rounds of combat firing 12 rounds into something and it's not dead yet, we're in trouble.
Especially
if it's me.
Yeah, so
Yeah, if you put 12 rounds into the back of his head and he's still moving, we got problems.
Six shots.
You're both going insane.
What's the hashtag ATT? Is that how many times
attempts.
You attempts? Attempts, so that's three.
Yeah, top of the round.
Number of attempts. It's probably not a hashtag.
Yeah.
Oh.
His guns fire at the top of the round.
hashtag ATT is probably AT&T. Not what we're going for here.
You gun shoot at the top of the round, you shoot on your dex order, and you shoot your half dex order.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, so I'm just going to have, I always see my guys, you know, the typical private eye, so he's got probably some kind of trench coat or something, you know.
Sure.
Kind of private investigator coat, so I'm just going to have a box of ammunition in
my... No, you had to buy a new coat because you tore yours up.
If I remember correctly, you have a closet full of the exact same
I do.
Coat.
Yeah. Yes.
It's on one of those things that rotates, too. Yeah. You're like, it's my Tuesday jacket.
Yep.
The, I'm assuming since this is a lake, is this a remote location anyway?
Yeah, it's remote. I mean, it's
lots of hunting in Scotland. The gun laws Scotland.
The Scotsman over there would tell you yes.
So, I mean, we're okay to even... You can probably even openly carry firearms.
On the train? Maybe not.
Well, no, not on the train. But I'm saying once we get there. Is there any other stuff you would know about this area? Like... What kind of town is nearby, or anything?
What's your
Scott percentage?
History or navigate, maybe?
What's that?
The history, navigate, idea. What's highest out of those three?
Idea would theoretically be the highest, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Depends on how long you've been living in London.
I failed.
Okay.
I mean... You know, it's probably a remote area. You haven't been in Scotland in a while. Maybe it's changed.
All right. Hop on the train.
Hop on the train, you do.
Let's do this thing.
Based on where we're... Is the train stopping remote, or are we going to have to go to a place and then, like,
You guys are going to stop in Inverness.
Okay.
And from there, you will have to get to the lake.
I'll ask the people at the train how they do that. Is there another train that we transfer to?
Oh, no. You guys will land there. You'll probably have to get a car.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Theoretically, so walk. And the weather up there right now is a little sketchy. The snow we're having here, it's probably a little worse out there.
Fair enough. So they don't... there's no local trains or anything that run off of the main line. Okay. And he's probably got a map somewhere about how far are we talking from Inverness to... I'm going to keep saying it wrong. Loch Muller Dock.
I believe...
He said walk, so are we talking a mile?
No. You could walk if you wanted to. It is roughly 2 hours by car on a good day. 4 hours walk on a good day.
Ugh.
Okay. From Inverness.
Can we wire ahead to have a car ready at Inverness?
You can certainly try.
I
mean, how many vehicles... How many people do you think that they... Like, why wouldn't there already be one if we're going to rent?
I mean, it's just thinking about the times, you know, since it is the 19-whatevers. You know, it's not like there's an Enterprise at the edge of every train station.
Right.
So, the question is, do we want to get there right at the middle of the night, or do we want to go to Inverness, stay, and then go in the morning?
Well, it's up to you if you want to walk, you want to cruise through the terrain and then spend the evening. I mean, we're getting there at 7:30. At the very fastest, we'd be there at 9:30.
What about hotels? They're obviously in Inverness.
Inverness is a tourist town. So
yeah, no, it does. But I'm talking about this. I'm talking to the whoever's helping us get our tickets for Loch Muller Dock. Does he know if there are any local places there?
I think so. And he'll actually go and he'll hand you a brochure of things in Inverness. And there are some hotels listed. And
are any of them listed for near Loch Muller Dock?
No, they're all in Inverness. Loch Muller Dock, you didn't pass your roll, but you, as a Scotsman, would know it's not in town. It's not near a town. It's out there.
So there's no town near it, period?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I think we go and stay in Inverness unless you want to drive through the Scottish Highlands at...
8 o'clock at night in the snow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
When it's pitch dark in 1930. Anybody have mechanical repair?
Nope.
Anyone have drive auto? Anybody prepared to drive auto?
I am. I got 50.
Oh, good for you.
I've got base.
Let's get on the train.
Yep.
Sometimes base is actually better than having points in it.
You call ahead, and a gentleman answers the phone. And he will tell you that for now he is virtually booked up on cars, but there may be one available when you get there.
Well, that sucks. Okay.
It is a touristy town. People rent cars.
Well, f*** you too.
Your mom. Hey, you have an opportunity to steal something. You can steal a car.
Hey, there you go. Don't be a shitty
I don't know if I can steal a car. Well, that might be
not just lock pick.
We only have winners at this table.
Okay, right. So you guys getting on said train? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, we're on.
Are any of the? Just go ahead and place for two rooms at a hotel right next to the train station.
Yeah, you can do that.
You're not making us count funds, so we might as well assume that we have the ability to reserve two rooms.
Harold Trace has money; he'll pay for it.
Thanks, bro.
No problem. Man, I'm dragging you guys along with me. It's the least I can do, right?
So, yeah, let's rent two rooms, one least, for alcoholic and one for IP freely. And
least he can do before he goes insane is buy you rooms.
And a beer. Thanks, man.
Have one last beer with your mates.
I don't think we've gone a day without catching a kip, so...
I don't think we have either.
Yeah. It's London in the 1920s.
Yeah.
No one did. Okay.
Fancy.
You guys are on the train on the way to Inverness. As said before, you leave at 8 a.m. This is an 11.5-hour ride. You'll be there at 7:30 p.m.
On this train. I just feel it.
You get on not a whole lot of people, but enough people on this train. You get into a car that has very few people.
Is Public Dick one of them?
He is not.
Oh, okay.
But you do...
Guy's gonna show up.
You're going to get shot.
Daniel just firing into a crowd of people on the platform. Blam!
Damn you, Public Dick. Yeah, go ahead and roll me a spot hidden. Assuming you're kind of scoping out the area.
Pass.
14 out of 50.
You guys all passed pretty well. I mean, you guys kind of look around, see if you recognize anyone, because clearly you're trying to... You're trying to track these people down. You know what they look like, essentially. To see if you guys notice anything weird, say a couple of few hours into your ride, you notice a guy sitting in the corner who is sort of curled up a little bit, knees almost to his chest, kind of, I don't know, tweaking a little bit. He almost looks like he's tweaking.
So he got a meth head.
But he's, you know, he's just looking back and forth. He's not really looking at anyone, but looking back and forth, kind of scanning the area. You impaled, right?
It's 14 out of 15 impale. I don't think it is.
No, just shy.
But it was good enough. You notice that his fingers are on something familiar around his neck.
Oh, shit, guys. He's got a whistle.
Not Roby, is it?
No. I would assume we would have noticed him right away.
You can also assume Roby is long gone from where you're at.
Yeah.
And
we know what Edwards actually looks like now, right? So we know it's not him as well.
This isn't... The car's not crowded, right?
No, there's maybe three other people in the car with you guys and him.
So there's probably ample room to take cover and fire into combat.
If need be.
So
not suggested, but if need be.
So are all the chairs front facing, or is this usually on the extended trains you might have a couple of tables and some rear
facing
chairs?
What you're looking at. You're looking at something that's kind of more of a booth setting, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Christy.
Maybe. Is it possible to flank him and sit opposite? So is he facing forward facing or rear facing?
He is sitting in what you would call a booth facing a window. So his back of his head is at a window. He's facing a window out with the side of the car.
So he's sitting sideways
to the train.
I want to get up, go past him, and if there's a more comfortable spot where I could theoretically be roughly, say, 16 feet away from him with a clear shot, a clear line of fire, I'd like to move to that position.
Okay. And when you walk by, he just kind of looks at you. Kind of shifts a little and tries to sit straight.
Morning.
How are you?
Lovely day.
Heading to Inverness?
Is that the only stop on this? Or are we in a train that... Well, yeah, we're probably in a car that's going the long distance.
It's going straight to Amberness.
Would I be able to make some kind of roll to recognize... Like, to see if he recognizes him?
If you recognize the gentleman?
No.
No, if the gentleman reacted in such a way that he recognizes me.
He doesn't recognize you.
Okay.
Yep. Bit of a holiday. Yourself?
Oh, I'm late. I'm terribly, terribly late.
Ah.
For a very important date.
Fan of Lewis Carroll, are you?
Yes, but that's...
Is that your pocket watch? There. Is that your pocket watch, Mr. Is it Velveteen Rabbit?
No, it's the White Rabbit.
Oh.
The White Rabbit?
is that your pocket watch?
Okay, so you know Rabbit? History, but you don't know Lewis Carroll. Huh? The fuck?
I mean, I don't know. Velveteen sounds cooler than White Rabbit. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's true.
I don't remember where the Velveteen Rabbit comes in.
So yeah, I make that joke. Sort of, ha ha.
Yeah, yes, of course. Psychology roll?
Sure. I'll definitely make that.
Hold on, base.
Oh, that was close.
Oh, man.
I was close. I need to roll. Yep. I got 10 out of 5.
It's close. I mean, he doesn't seem to be in the right state of mind.
I'm trying to think if there's any other way to engage him in conversation. At this point, I feel like it's going to be awkward, so I'll just go ahead and sit down. But as I sit down on the opposite side of the train, I give the three of you a knowing nod like, this guy, he's weird.
He's the one.
Daniel just slides up behind him and pulls the gun out.
I was thinking about sitting across from him, but that might be not a good idea.
Do whatever you want.
No, I'm just going to sit in a general area, nowhere specific.
Where are the facilities on the train? If I need to go to the bathroom.
Should be one at the front and
yeah,
one
usually
at the
we're on the front and one in the rear. You guys are maybe two cars from the rear of the train.
Arguably, you could pass him.
Yeah.
There's probably one in either directions.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit towards the front of the cart that we're in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you walking by him? Is that your intent? I mean, he's just kind of...
Oh, no, I'm just... it doesn't matter. I don't know if I had to walk by him to get to the front of it.
Yeah, he's in the middle of the train.
Then, yeah, I'll walk by him to get to the front and just sit down.
Okay, are you just engaging him at all?
No.
Okay. No.
My intent is to follow him if he gets up and moves, so...
I'm going to read the paper and have a clear line of fire.
Okay.
I guess I'm just going to get up and go sit down next to him.
Sure.
Like, I'm just going to go kind of talk.
He kind of, you know, hi, hello.
Hi, my name's Harold, what's yours?
Oh, Harold, Henry.
Henry what?
Henry Lister.
Lister,
yes.
Okay.
Wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So you're heading to Inverness?
Yes, are you?
I am. A little bit of a kind of touristy, just want to go up and travel, I've never been that far north.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's an odd time of year to...
I like the winter. I'm a big fan of snow. I just want to go spend the time out in the outdoors.
Yes,
and
yes.
Kind of travel a little bit. So what takes you?
Equinox.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. What takes you to Inverness?
Oh, I'm meeting some friends. I'm terribly late.
You're late? Late for what? The train? I mean, did you miss the train yesterday? What do you mean by late?
What? A week ago. I'm very, very late.
That's that is very late.
I just missed a train for a whole week straight.
Roll what? Psychology on him real quick.
Yep.
No big deal.
Nice. That's an impale.
He is suppressing the hysteria. Clearly.
Okay.
Tick your skill that you may get to level before you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, maybe. Suppressing hysteria. Okay. So, I mean, like, obviously you're extremely nervous. You're kind of twitching around there for being so late. What's the big deal with being a little late to whatever it is you're doing?
Oh, my friend Edwards will be angry. He wants me to be there. I'm so late.
You actually have, well, he's sort of told us now. What was you say? Do you have psychoanalysis?
No.
I was going to say, if you had psychoanalysis, you could actually calm him down. But...
Gotcha.
You don't have psychoanalysis?
No. I didn't.
Some psychologist you are.
No.
para. I'm a para.
Para. True.
He talks to ghosts, not real people.
Is there no? Is there no? There's no standard on that.
It's an odd one.
No. Can you get an odd one? No.
I'll waste that highlight.
So you might not even want to try. Yeah. It might make it worse.
Nah, I wouldn't hurt you for it. If you got three zeros on an attempt to calm someone down, you killed him. Good job.
We see Schroeder over there shaking him. Calm down!
what was Edward's first name?
Montague.
Montague?
Yeah. At which point, the paper that I'm reading, I fold down and look over the top of it. And the other hand, I reach down and start, cocking the pins on both barrels.
He's just kind of, yes, he wanted me to be there by the 5th. I'm very terribly late.
So at this point, I don't know what...
He also seems harmless.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what, confronting him would do. Maybe get, should we try and get more information, or should we just follow him when we get there to know exactly where they're going?
I think we should just follow him when we get there. He's already named
Cody wants something to happen on the train, clearly.
No, I... The way that I look at it, this is a ritual, yes?
Mm-hmm.
The guy just used the word equinox, yes? They're talking about specific dates and times of the year. If he's late, I'm not saying that this guy has to have an accident and fall off the train, but if something were to delay him further, not necessarily permanently, but further, this might work out well into our overall plan of stopping whatever Edwards is doing. Because they needed, from your dream or whatever, we figured out they needed a certain number of people, right? They need prepared people.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that they need a certain number of people.
Not for my dream.
Was it Delia?
That was from
Delia that told us that?
Kind of what we put together from Delia talking about being taken up to Springer's Mound.
Yeah, she made it seem like...
Like she was recruited for stuff like this.
Right.
So I think that we should definitely tail him, but I think that we should... When we stop the train, if he's that late, he's going to run off into the wilderness. And we are either going to chase him into an unknown variable, or we could attempt to manage that variable in some way. That's my only thought. Could it be that Daniel throws him off the train? Yes. Could it be that we get him liquored up on the train ride and toss him in our spare room and tie him to the bed? Yes. Just a couple thoughts.
Clickety clack.
So,
clickety clack.
I noticed you finished him with something there. Do you have a necklace of a loved one you've got down there?
Oh, my whistle. Yes.
Oh, you have a whistle. You might. I'm kind of an enthusiast. You mind if I see?
A whistle enthusiast.
Yeah. I like old rare whistles.
Oh yes. Not sure how old this one is, and he'll kind of flip it up for you to see it.
So it's obviously the same whistle.
It's very clearly a Byakki whistle.
Okay. Oh, I've never seen that before.
It's a little different design than the one you found, but it is what it is.
I've never seen something like that before. Did you make it yourself?
Oh, it was a gift from my friends.
Oh, from Edwards?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I figured that you seem so interested in it with your travels. You mind sharing a drink with me? It sounds like you got some pretty interesting plans in store.
I don't drink. I can't drink. I must be clear of mind when I get there.
Okay, do you mind if I have a drink?
Certainly.
Okay.
You got pharmacy over there, Mr. Parapsychologist?
Not one.
Damn it.
What the hell does pharmacy do?
Poison him?
Yeah.
No. Well, you've got to have poison on you to do so.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he has that in his kit. It would not be unreasonable for a practicing psychologist.
You carry a kit? It's never been discussed.
Retconned, yes.
It's never been discussed. I'm going to assume you don't carry one.
Yeah.
It would not be out of bounds for a practicing psychologist of this day and era to literally have a bottle of laudanum on him. And if you could slip that into his food, we could make him comatose.
Right. An actual psychologist, not a parapsychologist.
I'm just trying to help. If he had pharmacy, it might be reasonable that he would have something.
That's fair. But to this point, it's never been discussed whether he carried a kit, so I'm assuming he doesn't carry a kit.
I'm trying to look at my skills to see if there's anything that I would be able to use. I don't really see anything.
Are you meeting friends there?
No, I'm actually planning on going off on my own. Just kind of sightseeing, I feel like.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I like to seclude myself when I when I enjoy nature.
Scotland is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
I'm just going to get up. I'm gonna be, excuse me, I didn't need to use the restroom.
Certainly. It's wonderful meeting you, sir.
Yeah, just likewise. I'm sure I'll come have another conversation. It's quite a long ride.
Yes, yes.
Off I go.
And again, he just sort of fidgets and settles into his chair and looks out the window. Okay. I mean, from your psychology role, you can tell he's suppressing the hysteria, but he is clearly very harmless.
Mm-hmm.
He's more worried about his self than anything.
Another idea.
Yeah.
Can we set him off? Yes, we make fun of you for being a parapsychologist, but you actually have, you are a psychologist, yes? If right. we set him off, we could get him locked up.
Like, for
under doctor's orders. Like, obviously, I've taken some psychology, but if you were to saying that he was identifying with that whistle, if something were to, say, happen to that whistle, he's probably going to lose his freaking mind. If he loses his freaking mind on the train, hey, I'm a psychologist. I'm going to do this, and we need to secure him, and as soon as we get to Inverness, he needs to be locked up and observed for at least 48 hours. So
no
thought.
No, that's actually probably the best. I mean, for me to be a part of anything, I'm definitely better with credit rating than persuade than I am anything else. I think that'd probably be the best way to go. So how do we want to go about doing that? Dan.
So insofar, he's pleased with the conversation you've had. So,
right.
So is this something? Is this something you actually want to do? Like, you want to try to set him off?
I don't know. It's a thought. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Well, we have any firepower we might need.
I mean, that's true. I'm not worried about attacking the guy, but
I'm assuming the whistle you have is in your pocket. You don't have it out anywhere.
No,
he's proudly wearing it around his neck.
Just go sit down.
As many cultists would.
Undercover.
Undercover cultist. Hang on.
That's true. You could do that as well.
I've been thinking about that.
How good your persuade and so on and so forth.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good idea to get him locked up, because I think he's be our ticket to find out where these people are.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too.
Well, then show his invitation then. You've got an invitation. He's got an invitation. You think the whistle's an invitation?
There you go. You just happen to be a week late too. that might be a good way to do it.
It'd be a significantly less volatile way of doing it.
I mean, I was just gonna grab his whistle and throw it out the window. That's what I was gonna do.
Fuck you!
I was gonna run to the front of the car and
he'd probably dive out after it.
That would have delayed him. If it didn't kill him.
It probably would kill him, because he would probably dive out the window.
Well, if we're playing with the whistle, you're probably the best, yeah?
What do you mean?
Persuade, disguise, fast talk.
Yeah, I mean, because I ruined my...
Yeah, and I mean, you two have already talked to him, yeah. So...
Well, McDuff can be the in for all of us. McDuff is our leader, and we are all following him. And then he points to you, and you show your gun, and he points to me, and I show my gun, and look, we're protecting everyone, see? We're all just friends here. By the way, can you tell us where we're going, friend? We'll make sure you get there. We'll drive, friend.
Yeah, I'll go up to him. F*** it. I'll go up to him, and I'll say, hello, my friend said that you had a whistle just like mine. And I'll show him.
My goodness.
A whistle. I guess we're going to the same place.
Are you attending?
Yes. Yeah, I was invited by... Give another name. Corey? Is he still a guy?
Coombs.
Yeah, you want to be careful about what...
Corey and Edwards don't get along. Let's go with Coombs. Mr. Coombs.
Mr. Coombs. I don't think I've met Mr. Coombs. Please, sit down.
Are you meeting your friends when we get in Inverness, or...?
Oh, no, I'm terribly late. You're terribly late as well.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried?
I'm a little worried, yeah. So I'm hoping this train isn't delayed any further.
Well, yes, with the weather, but it is a train.
So are you meeting anybody when we get to Inverness?
I believe everyone is already there.
In Inverness? They're there?
Oh, no, they're at the lake. You're going to the lake, right?
Going to the lake, yeah. That's why I didn't know if they were meeting anybody, if there was anybody going to be meeting us in Inverness.
I don't believe so. I believe we're too terribly late for that.
So how are you getting? How are you getting from Inverness to...
I'm not sure at all. I tried to get a car. They have no cars. I'll probably have to walk.
Yeah, we tried to get a car as well. They seem to be out before we left London. So if you would like to travel with my friends, we're all going, you know, to the same place. So we, you know, safety in numbers.
Perhaps. Yes, that's not a bad idea.
Well, good. I don't think I introduced myself. My name is... what is my name again?
IP Freely.
My name is Malcolm.
Malcolm, yes, and a Scotsman as well.
Yes.
It'd be good to go to the homeland, yes?
It's been a while.
Yes. Henry Lister.
Good to meet you.
Were you in attendance at the mound?
I was not. No, I was late to that as well. Far too late.
Yeah. It was a very strange day. But I suppose that we'll see something better soon.
So what did I miss at the mound?
Unfortunately, not much. It was a failed attempt. It was a failed ritual.
I see.
But Edwards believes that he has it this time.
What has changed?
Perhaps his confidence. Perhaps he has another ace up his sleeve. I'm not sure.
So why did they move? Why did they move the stones from the mound? What's this new location?
Perhaps they're needed for the ritual. They were on the mound. Perhaps he's moved them to the lock.
What's different about the lock that's different from the mound? Why he thinks it's better there?
I don't. I suspect perhaps seclusion.
Yeah, this lake is far more secluded than Springer's Mound. That's true.
Yes, you would know. I'm sure you've probably been there, right? Being a Scotsman.
I might have. I don't know if I've been to this particular one.
I see.
I'm from up north.
Northier.
North or westerly-ish.
Yes. Well, I would say seclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But your friend who was interested in my whistle, is he coming with us?
Yes. Yeah, I would think so.
Does he have a whistle?
I don't think he does.
Well, I hope he gets in.
We'll see. I thought I could maybe persuade them, but who knows?
I see. Well, it was a very long ride. I would like to get some rest.
Sure.
And it was a wonderful meeting you, sir.
Likewise.
And he gets up and he goes to a corner so that he can kind of settle in a corner and lean over. Because it's kind of hard to do in the middle of a chair.
So do we think the whistles are tickets in then?
Well, by the way, he asked that question. I would think so.
So what's more important? Having a patsy or having a second dance or having a second ticket to the dance?
That's...
idea?
Not a bad idea.
From all of us or just him?
Just McDuff.
Just Troy.
Nope.
So much for giving it the old college try.
So now we have two options. We can either use this guy to try to get to where we need to go.
Depends on what you're divulging to your friends, I guess, at this point. Whether or not anyone else can roll.
We can grab the whistle from him and have two tickets.
You should probably tell me.
But I don't... I mean, yeah, I would tell you guys.
Devil
that thing's going to be a problem. That's why I left it on the shelf.
I don't want to forget that it's there.
Okay.
This is something that I think most people have forgotten about.
Fair enough.
And it may be very important when dealing with spellcasting cultists.
Could be.
We need to put it on a string and hang it from the ceiling and just let it dangle there.
Sword of Damocles.
I mean, these might be invitations, like particular invitations, but are they expecting certain people?
I don't know. Are there only 9 people being invited or 100 people being invited? We don't know.
Well, it's not even, but I mean, are they expecting specific people?
Right, but he doesn't know you.
He also doesn't know Coombs.
He doesn't, but I'm thinking the inner circle probably.
Maybe, but again, I think is it an invitation of 10 or is it an invitation of 50?
Regardless, I think there's probably an expected list of people.
Well, if Edwards invited him, but
I feel like
Coombs invited us, he seemed to swallow that pretty easily.
I feel like it's, yeah.
And he doesn't know who Coombs is. I'm not saying, yes, if we got to the inner circle of the 2 or 3, would we be in trouble? Absolutely.
Yeah, but if these this is outside guys, like, they could just been, like, sent whistles to these guys saying, hey, this guy is going to come, but they don't know what he looks like, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, maybe Edwards knows this guy, but this guy wouldn't know all the others, so we could at least get in the door of cult frat party or whatever we're going to here.
Who was, the boy was the one who got the whistle, right? The newspaper boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got it off of...
random guy that I don't think we ever encountered?
No.
So we never got a name of that person?
What?
No, he got it off of,
We assumed it was Coombs.
No.
The guy who... newspaper boy pulled it off the kid, and we got it from him.
Newspaper boy
pulled it off of Trollope's dead body.
Trollope's dead body. Trollope pulled it off of whoever killed him.
Yes. Okay. So I didn't... yes. Yeah. That's what I was trying to
do. To which you assume is Coombs. You have not confirmed or denied that assumption.
But we also know that it's not Edwards or Corey or Bacon.
But this is also random guy number...
I don't know, 4 or 5.
4 or 5 with a whistle.
Yeah.
He said his name was Henry Lister.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Does that if they wore invitations and you show them the whistle, you can name drop somebody who they know. They might not know what you look like, but they know the name, that it might be easier. So I'm just trying to figure out who all owns whistles.
Did that open up idea rolls for everybody else, or did we already cover?
Depends on whether or not he told you guys everything.
Yes,
he just did. Okay. Yeah. So then
roll me an idea.
Okay. 76 out of 80. So I passed it.
Okay. You know, especially, you know, how hysterical this gentleman is. He's not in a right state of mind. The whistle is something very important to him. You're not wholly convinced that it is a ticket to get in.
There we go. Information conveyed. Guy's crazy. So.
Well, I mean...
okay, well then let's use him as our ticket and then we can't use the whistle.
Here, buddy, please carry this beeping clock into the party for us. Pay no mind to the plunger I hold in my hand, nor the cable I'm extending as you walk. So we treat him as a friend. We get a car for him. I guess it's just pumping for more information, whatever you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
What does he know about the ritual? What type of ritual was it?
At this point, he's... attempting to sleep. It's up to you if you want to continue to interrupt him.
Well, no, but it's a... How far have we gotten so far?
You said a couple of hours, right?
Yeah, you're about 3 hours in. You're probably about 4 hours into an 11.5-hour ride. And he wants to sleep.
So they're going to wake him up sooner or later for food, because they're going to have at least 2 meals probably on this train.
True.
Pump for her information, then we get a car and walk in and boondog saints it.
Hey, you gave me another pistol for that.
And by that, I mean we're going to fuck it up royally, and hopefully they end up dead, not us.
So we're just going to hang out until...
get your stupid...
man, around noonish, one-ish, you'll see somebody coming around with food, waking people up, asking if they're hungry.
Yep.
Can I get you anything? Anything from the trolley?
Chocolate frog.
I was hoping somebody else would make a joke.
Those beer.
Those Harry Potter jokes are always for Beth.
Beer, sandwich, etc.
Sure. Sure.
You think a certain level of drunkenness would stave off any, like, actual insanity loss?
Maybe. You get really drunk.
Not be able to recognize whatever you're looking at. We can cut your idea roll down by how drunk you are.
I'm more worried about him going crazy and not being able to shoot us because he's too drunk.
Or you'll be seeing two Biakis in front of you. You're not sure.
Just fire in the 50, middle.
50-50 shot.
Aim for the middle.
But then you're drunk. So are you really going crazy or are you just drunk? Are you rolling a drunk roll or a sanity roll? I mean...
stability check.
There we go.
What other information do we want to pump out of this guy in the next 8 hours of this train?
We need to find out if he's from the train going straight there. Which is kind of my assumption.
It seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. So is he? And I mean, if he can't get a car, he's planning on walking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to really get anything out of him.
He was at the lake. He saw the previous ritual. That might tell us a lot. Does it take 1 minute? Does it take 1 hour? Does it involve slitting people's giblets? Does it?
Well, are you sure that he was there? Because he asked if he made it to Springer's Mound.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He asked if he was there, but
when he recognized,
which may suggest that there's.
And then he asked
many people.
He asked what he missed, and then he kind of...
told you it was a failure.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it's confidence and so on and so forth. That's what I'm saying. That would be probably the best intel we could get at the moment. Do we have 6 rounds to take care of it, or is this a 4-day party and we can call in an airstrike? I don't know. It's on you how far you want to push it, Troy.
Why is it on me?
Because you made contact. I can't very well wear the whistle and go, hey, buddy, guess what?
I mean, you might be able to.
He probably wouldn't know any better.
He's hysterical. He's not an idiot. Because this is probably our only chance to get any sort of questions asked or answered. Time of ritual, how it goes down.
But can we, would we be able to ask him all that without setting him off that we don't know a damn thing about this?
No, and I think that's a valid point. I think you got to take it bit by bit. You mean you... We're going to play pressure luck. See how far Troy wants to press. If he presses it too far, guy has an accident, falls off the train. That's not too hard.
It's an easy fix.
Guy walking through snow gets run down. Shame, really.
Yeah, guy right. Walking and through snow gets shot in the back of the head 2 hours out of town.
In the middle of the night.
That's not real too bad either. Nobody's going to fucking hear it.
That's very true.
Why are you looking at me? He's asleep.
Well, he's not going to be.
He's eating lunch. Everybody, it's lunchtime.
I'll go sit back down next to him then.
Hello.
Enjoying your meal.
As much as I can, I suppose.
Yeah, train food's not always the best.
Yes.
So we're planning on going straight from the train to the lake, right?
As quickly as I can.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to look for a car if you wanted to ride with us.
Certainly, if that's a possibility.
Do you know how many people they're expecting?
No, probably more than the last one.
And how many were there the last time?
20, 30, perhaps?
Yeah. Numbers work in our favor. So do you recall the ritual the last time? What exactly went wrong?
I'm not sure. Something interrupted it. I'm not sure. I don't fully understand it. Mm-hmm. Edwards knows. Edwards knows these things.
Edwards, he's the one that, he's kind of the know-it-all.
Yes. If that's what you want to call him.
Kill Edwards. Well, see, now you've said, we've now learned the ritual can fail. We've now learned that there are 20 to 30 people there, so just shooting everybody is probably not going to work, and Edwards is the linchpin. That in two questions. Well, I mean, think that's great intel.
Killing Edwards would probably solve everything, but then we have 20 to 30 cult members are mad at us because we just killed their leader.
So. Y'all got shotguns? It's got some spray on it, right?
One shotgun.
Might be able to hit two people. Depends on your distance.
Find a kill zone.
Two barrels, so that's two shots per. There is no spray involved in... I'm rolling straight buckshot, bro. Because when I hit something center mass, I don't want there to be a mass in the center anymore.
Just line them up.
No, that's all good information. I'd say keep going until he either freaks out or Lucas says stop asking questions.
Maybe how long it takes.
The length of the ritual.
Yeah, do you know how long this ritual is supposed to last for?
It could be hours. It could be days. I'm not sure. It came in parts last time. Three or four parts. I don't think he was confident.
Were you there for every part of it?
No. I missed the first part. Again, late.
Did it happen like the previous day? Or was it just like a few hours before that?
Did what happen?
The first part of the ritual that you missed.
I was a couple of hours late. Perhaps he did it too quick. Perhaps he did it too slow. I'm not sure.
He said he's a week late?
He said that he was supposed to be on the 5th.
Maybe ask him what...
A few days.
Maybe ask him what part he's supposed to play? I mean, because you can kind of assume everybody's playing a different part, and he's not playing the same part as Edwards. So is there a way we can ask what he does? Maybe because you're a little confused on your part in it? It's your first time, after all. He's the more experienced man to which you can defer all information to.
Yeah, but also...
He also said he doesn't really understand it either, so...
Yeah, but does he stand around?
What part did you play in the ritual the first time?
No part.
No part? You're just there to observe?
Yes.
So why do you think it takes 20, 30 or more of us to be there?
Don't you want to be there when he rises?
Well, certainly it's a spectacle to see, yes.
Of course.
Bear witness and all.
Now we know we're doing a summoning. We weren't sure before. Could have guessed. God damn it. Cthulhu eats 1d4 investigators per round, just FYI.
I mean, do the cultists count as investigators in this case?
God, I hope so.
Because that's pretty good
I'm
odds.
I'm just saying, if you're standing around, you don't know what's going on, you're participating, you're there to behold the greatness, you might just be, hey, I just got here. Did you provide a snack? Here's your hors d'oeuvres of 30 willing cultists. But it might also mean we could just stand around.
Yeah. Was Edwards the only one that enacts the ritual, or does he have help?
No, it's a group of people. But he is the leader.
Yeah. Like 6 or 7 people?
Perhaps. I didn't recall. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How long ago?
Yeah, how long ago was that?
I've got it.
Do you?
Yeah, somewhere. Maybe I don't have the date. Delia and Alexander meet May 25.
So yeah, 1925 was the last attempt.
I'll say spring of... That doesn't line up with any equinox or solstice, right?
Depends on when. When did you say it was? Did we get a date or did you say 1925?
Just the year was all it's given.
Had to ask him, but I bet it does line up.
The 25th of May?
No. They met in May of 1925.
Gotcha.
But it probably happened beginning of December. It was probably the same time. It's safe to say.
Maybe.
Cody's ready to summon something.
I'm still kind of curious of what happened to the father and the sister that Roby didn't kill, but seen something happen.
Vampires, bro.
Biaki insanguinated them.
Yeah, because we saw the farmer who was insanguinated by the Biaki, right?
I don't think he was insane. He was carried off.
No, yeah, but he was insanguinated.
He had a hole in his chest.
Yeah.
Because he got dropped and you pulled the keys off of him.
And afterwards, I know it's been a while, afterwards I had mentioned that the hole left there reminded you of the description of the hole left in his father.
Yeah.
Safe to bet. That.
Fair enough.
Safe to say, Biaki drained his father.
Star vampires are cooler, though.
I agree.
Okay. What other questions do you have? It'd be great to know if they all wear some sort of, like, robe that we can, like, maybe kill one or two of them and wear their robes instead, but I don't know how you ask that. You could ask them if you come dressed properly.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a way to say that.
You don't want to look bad as you bear witness.
Are we dressed properly for the occasion? Are we, I wasn't notified that. That's one thing I think they left out.
I don't think it matters what you wear.
No.
Just that you're there, right? Did you do the blood ritual? I kid, of course.
I chuckle.
He nervously laughs.
See, Lucas, that's how you do it. You just got to get one little thing in there. It's good.
How much longer do we have on this train ride?
You're at, let's say if lunch is over, call it 1 o'clock, 7 till 7:30, so 6.5 hours.
Is there anything else critical?
So I'll just excuse myself just to be able to walk away and converse back with you fine gentlemen.
Is there anything else we're missing? I mean, we're missing a lot, but is there anything else we can get from this guy?
Not that I know of. I think more than I thought we was going to get from him. But
we could ask last time on Springer's Mound if, you know, obviously there were quite a few people. Did you see anybody without a whistle?
Yeah, but how do you... I think, so, back to basics. Edmonds is casting a summoning ritual is casting a summoning ritual of some sort that is of major import. He has kidnapped Roby for this purpose. This is a multi-step thing that may take a day, it may take several days, we are unsure. They are probably, based on the 5 and 7 stuff that we know, already in progress.
Do we know what they're trying to summon? Wasn't it in something about it in Roby's book or one of his rants he gave us?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
What about Corey's, like, gods?
You could ask him if he's ever used this whistle.
I mean, Haster is a, like, water creature, right?
No.
No?
No.
But there is a...
I mean, one of the...
A lake that he walks upon in.
One of the T says, return Haster, save us, so...
Yeah. No, I assume that we can assume, given the fact that this is called Tatters of the King, and this is the king in yellow, I believe that, yes, we are talking about the big H here.
Well, you already knew when you very first saw the Byakki Whistle that the Cult of Haster was involved.
But regardless of whatever they're summoning, it can't be good, so...
Well, yeah, obviously.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
because I don't want to go to the Eternal Masquerade. That's why.
Let me tell you, it's fun.
Troy's been there. He liked
it. Big hat. It's funny.
He liked what he saw.
It's not my fault.
Good times.
It's not like I'm the one who went up on the third floor by myself or anything.
You did. You started this. You started the whole thing.
Dan. So can we...
Let's do my job.
Can we just... He mentioned a thing about getting them in. So is there going to be some sort of security check? Like, if... Because I would love to just walk up, let them start the ritual, ring the bell, and then just open fire on whoever's standing up there going, Iae Sudomine. That seems to be a very effective way, I think, of taking this
That's
out.
That's true, but like I said, we're going to kill these people doing the ritual, and then we're going to have all these other cultists that are going to be pissed at us for killing the people that were summoning their great one.
Hope you can run.
I can.
I mean, at the end, the only question is to stop the evil madness. The question is not really to survive here. If we survive here, that's a bonus.
Well, I mean, metagaming, yeah, but in-game, my character doesn't want to die.
Well, nobody does.
He's not wanting to sacrifice himself for the greater good.
But that's what I wonder, is this just as simple as shooting
Edwards.
Is it just as simple as shooting Edwards in the face? Because these whistles do have Byakki carved in them. And that's the thing, if they suddenly go, you're not one of us, and they, you know, suddenly Byakki begin to descend down and carry us into the sky, not going to go well.
Yeah, but as long as we stop the ritual first, that's all matters.
That's true.
We just have to be able to kill the ones that are performing it, because obviously these other peons don't have no idea how to perform it.
I think that's the question.
Allegedly.
Will we get entry? I don't know how we ask him that.
I don't think...
Like, is there a coat check or something here?
I don't think it's going to be... I think it's just going to be... I don't see there being any security, but that's just...
I mean, with it being...
Well, he made it seem like...
At night, isolated, several dozen people, possibly. I don't think entry is an issue.
Okay.
I mean, if it is, well, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't really think that we can just say, oh, excuse me, wrong cult summoning, and turn around and walk away.
I mean, we could.
Is this conference room A? Oh, I'm looking for B.
Oh, that's it. Mm. Yeah, I don't really think that that's going to fly. Because what we don't want to happen is I don't think we want, both for practical and thematic purposes, I don't think we want shots fired prior to when Edwards is standing up on the dais getting ready to do whatever he's going to do. A, it's more thematic that way. B, it ensures that we've got the pieces in the right place and that we're taking him out prior to executing his plan.
Yeah.
If we go up and everyone goes, where's your whistle? And you hold it up and you get in and we go, and they decide to go, fuck you guys. We're going to start blasting then and that's not going to be great. Because then numbers work against us instead of for us.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you ask him that question.
I don't know if you can ask him that question, honestly. It's going to be risky.
Let's just go and find out what happens then.
I say we just get there and improvise. That's... I mean, what else can we really do?
Because
here's the thing. But here's the thing. How are we going to get access, even if we know we can't get access? If there is... You know what I mean? Then what are we going to do? Well,
if we
just
know
summon your big evil monster and good luck,
bro. If you know we can't get access, we don't try... We walk through the woods and approach from a different angle.
We should do that to begin with, I feel like.
No, because if I can wear my big trench coat and have my double barrel shotgun right there and can walk right up into the circle and point it at him and pull both barrels, I'd much rather do that.
Yeah.
Than run across an open field with Byakki descending down upon us like it's, you know, some sort of, you know, Horseman of the Apocalypse type bullshit.
That is true. They probably do have Byakki.
Biakis on patrol. I mean, they were guarding. Just feel like it's going to be a tough challenge either way we go.
Is there anything else that you want to talk to Henry about?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him, have you used your whistle before?
No.
Just using it as your ticket to get in?
Perhaps. It was a gift.
From Edwards?
Yes. Where did you get yours?
Yeah, it said Mr. Coombs.
Oh, right.
Coombs gave it to me. By way of two or three other people.
Yeah, I mean, Coombs would be there without his whistle, right? If that's who we think that person was.
Yeah, whoever it is. I mean, but they're... I think they were also, you know, inner circle, so they may not need it for identification purposes.
Well, let's get there. Let's escort Mr. Lister, and we'll see what happens.
If you have nothing further, we can jump ahead and get to Inverness, if that's what you want to do.
I think so.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it.
7:30 rolls around. The train comes to its halt, and the doors open up. Yeah.
Fully art now. A lot of stones.
Not a full train, but quite a few people getting out. The boardwalk there is getting very, very full. People are waiting to get on trains. People are getting off of the train. Henry gets up and sort of, yeah, tries to make himself look presentable and grabs his small little suitcase that he has. And says,
how many smalls was that?
At least three.
It's more like a medical kit size bag.
It's kind of like a tackle box.
This is what they're going to put my organs in after the monsters eat me.
So we ready? And he just goes out the door. Doesn't even wait for you.
Follow.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to have to try to get a car, I guess, if we can get one this late.
Well, if...
Luck roll.
Four.
No.
The rest of you?
No.
My luck is dog shit, so.
You always have the worst luck.
Yeah.
One pass?
Yeah, pass.
You two pass?
Yeah, got a 9 out of 4.
You guys make out the back of Lister's head as he's heading. He's booking it. He's got a place to be. He is late.
So. Gonna... I point in the general direction, and I see that you see, and I'm just going to take off because we're going to go stop him.
Roll me a Dexy thing to get to catch up to him.
Dexy Ooh, thing.
A Dexy. You want to be a little more specific?
Dexy thing.
Should be...
I mean, usually it's a Dex times 5 if it's something you can do with moderate exertion.
You are attempting to... It's basically chase rules, right?
I mean...
Kind of, but not really.
Is he actually running from
he's
us?
He's not running, but he's walking very quickly.
No, that's what I'm saying. Then theoretically, if I walk faster, I should catch up with him if he's not running from me. But it's a question of whether or not you're saying that we've got to do anything.
You're going to have to pick up the pace to catch up to him.
Okay.
While maneuvering through a crowd of people.
How hard would you say that would be to do?
I would say it's probably by 5, yes.
Okay. So we're doing Dex type by 5. So I've got an 80. I pass.
I also pass.
So did he. So you guys are keeping pace with him. You're not quite caught up to him.
I thought he wasn't running.
He's walking very quickly.
I'm running.
You're running. All right. Sorry. Okay. I must have missed that part when I was reading. You'll be able to catch up pretty close to him, back of his heels.
Okay. Mr. Lister.
What? Yes. Sorry.
I put my hand on his shoulder and kind of just stop him.
Yeah, he kind of...
Oh, well, just don't run off. We've got to get the car.
Oh, right. The car. Of course. Yes.
Aw. If you don't mind, he's like, here, let me help you with that. And I hold his case for him.
He jerks it away.
Oh, well, sorry. Here, let me, I'll just wait here with you. My friend here is going to go make sure we'll get the car. If you walk, it'll take you hours. We can get there much faster by car. I know you've got to be there. We've got to get our friend Malcolm there as well. So, it's much faster by car. I know it's terrible to wait, but it will be faster if you wait.
I'm going to go and try to get a car at that point.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. He's clearly just wants to go.
Oh, absolutely. No. We will get it as fast as we possibly can.
Let me give you a little lowdown on Inverness real quick. Inverness is the capital of the Highlands, in quotes. It's a town of 20,000 busy with tourists in the summer. but with quarter in the wind, about a quarter of that in the winter months. The city sits on the banks of the River Ness and offers, among other sites, a modern castle on an Episcopal cathedral and a beautiful cemetery laid out upon Tom Knockhurick, otherwise known as Hill of the Fairies. Nearby are the sites of the Battle of Culloden, where Bonnie Prince Charlie was finally defeated, and the Stones of Clava, which are extensive Pictish remains. Hotels include the Station, the Royal, and the Caledonian. So I don't know which hotel you guys went to. That is a bit of a lowdown on what Inverness is. Just fly.
I'm going hunting for a car.
Yeah. There is a small garage near the train station that you can go to. That's probably the one you called, because it's right near the train station.
We'll walk in, go up to the counter, assume there's some kind of counter or something.
Yeah.
There isn't any cars available.
Hello? Yep. Can I help you?
Yeah, are there any cars available?
Most of our, I believe all of our cars are out. Let me check the back. I might have something to fix her upper, but if I gotta fix it up, it's I won't get it to you until tomorrow.
That's all you have available?
Let me see. And he'll
funny
go.
Since it's the winter months and no one is here touristy wise, I wonder where all those cars are.
Well, you're in luck. I got one.
It's available right now?
It's available. You might want to give me an hour or so to clean her up.
It's fine, because we'll still get there faster than...
Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to be able to convince Nathan.
Henry.
2 hours by drive, 4 hours by...
I know, but Henry was already planning on just walking there, apparently.
Right. Henry won't walk away from me.
You're the one he least spoke to. Actually, that's you, but he didn't talk to you at all.
No. Okay, that's fine. I'll be back in an hour for it.
Sure thing.
Most of them, if I can find one out on the road.
So you guys have a hotel room that you're not going to use then, apparently.
Well, that's where we're going to sleep after we kill all the cultists, Lucas.
Gotcha.
Is that the only place to get a car?
Nearby that you know of? Yeah.
Let's have a kip. We can't summon horrible monstrosities on an empty stomach now, can we?
How did cars work in the 1920s? Like how...
Crank?
Nah. Not by that point.
No.
It depends on what you get. I mean, there are probably still some like that. But you're getting...
You would be getting the gas engine.
I mean, would you be getting leaded gasoline by 1930? Maybe.
Well, it's 28, but yeah.
You keep wanting to push us in the 30s.
Yeah. That's not till book two.
I mean, what are the odds of me being able to, like, walk down the road and find a car on the side of the road and just, like, drive it?
Theoretically, not that hard.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people around that would see you steal a car, but...
8 o'clock at night? Middle of winter?
Maybe.
We'll be fine.
To you.
We just need to make the man wait an hour.
I'm not worried about being seen. I'm just worried about getting out of town and getting where we need. I mean, probably never see that car again, so...
If I have to physically restrain him, I'll physically restrain him. Like, it's not a big deal.
I mean, it's not a big deal for me to just go grab a car down the road either. So, it just depends what you guys want to do.
Well, not the illegal thing?
Yeah, but restraining a man is totally legal, too, against his will.
Psychologist. Man's a nutter.
I can explain it away. We're good to go. I mean,
no, I was going to say, let's sit down and have dinner.
First things first, let us know we have a car coming.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and let we have to wait an hour.
And then let's see if the keeper makes a big deal about it. We wait an hour for the car.
Nope, you wait an hour for the car.
Okay, see? No big deal.
All right.
Nothing to worry about. Nope. Let's get in the car.
And you're going to drive, right?
It's cramped.
50.
With 5 people, it's cramped.
Oh, well, yeah. Kind of figured that.
So, I don't know if you guys particularly care about seating arrangements, but that's up to you.
Just put Lister in the middle in the back.
Right. I guess I put him in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of him accessing a handle and getting out.
I don't think that's going to be a worry.
I mean, if he'll sit in the middle, let's have him sit in the middle. If he doesn't care.
I'll hop in, start up the car. Righto, where am I headed? As I look in the rearview mirror conspicuously at Mr. Lister.
Yes, of course. He jumps right in.
Where am I headed? Where am I driving? You know the way, yes?
Oh, yes. Lochmuller Dock. He gives you the general direction.
Okay, that's what I needed.
I believe it's west.
You don't have to tell me. My character needs to know because my character doesn't need to know.
Yeah,
so if he says...
It's west where you're at.
If he says take a left or if he says head that direction...
It's not east because that's water.
Yeah, it's probably northwest.
You guys are... There. It's southwest of where you're at.
Okay. Do, do, do. Driving along.
It is snowing. heavily. Driving will take you some time. You'll have to take your time to get there. And I will need drive checks. So who is driving?
Failed the first one.
That might not be good for you. Your car has slipped off the road. It's going to take you a luck roll. Or is it luck roll? Hang on.
It slid off the road. I don't know what a luck roll is going to do at that point. It's going to take a strength roll.
There's other things. Yeah, strength score to get you back on the road. Strength, probably by 5.
Well, with help, I'm assuming we can get it back on the road, yeah?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, if all 4 of us get it back on the road, do we need to roll?
Yes.
Okay. I pass a strength by 5 roll.
I do not.
I had 10 out of 60.
I failed.
Schroeder impales a strength roll.
Okay, so between the two of you, you managed to get it back on the road.
Okay. Set off again.
Yep. And I'll need another drive auto check.
Fail. I'm bested 50-50, guys.
Yep. Once again, you slip off the road. It's just adding time to your... Yeah.
All right, we got to roll strength rolls again, I guess.
Pass again.
Pass that time.
I pass again.
All right, you get her back on the road. Give me another.
Fail.
Give me a luck roll this time.
Well, this time I'm going to hit a f***ing tree or something. Made it. No, wait. Luck?
Yes.
No. Fail.
The third time you slip off the road, you kind of hit something. You get out to check, and you have cracked your radiator, and it is leaking.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
And that car is probably not going to go anywhere else from where you're at.
It's really unfortunate. We should have just got f***ing sled dogs. Jesus Christ.
And Lister is... like, very, very worried.
My goodness, fine. My goodness. What are we in the face?
What do we do? What do we do? We have to walk. We have to walk now.
Well, yeah.
The radiator's cracked, yes? Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to want a mechanical repair.
Do you have a mechanical repair?
Everybody has a mechanical repair.
Yep.
So you could tape the radiator up. You could melt snow and put water in there. You'd get going a little bit farther.
You can certainly try it.
No.
Oh, so close.
Nope. Unfortunately not.
Yeah, he doesn't have mechanical repair either.
He's got base.
What is base?
20.
I'll roll it for him. How about it?
Nope.
Nope, 71. He's more worried about getting there.
Yeah,
My goodness, we have to go. We have to go.
We're gonna start walking, right?
I really would like a fast way to escape them, but sure.
Well, all the vehicles are going to be there, right?
That's true.
What other options do we have at this point when we're out in the middle of nowhere?
We don't. We just got dicked because it's a series of probably 5 or 6 driving checks, which you're going to fail some of them. I conveniently failed three in a row. It's stupid.
It was a stupid amount. I was going to cut it to 5, but it's 8 in the book.
It's because they don't want you to have a car. They want you to make that fatal choice of marching through the snow and getting freaking, you know, frostbite to go into the middle to face everything bad in the end. All right, let's start walking.
How far did we get?
About halfway.
Okay, so.
So 2-hour walk.
Yeah, so you're looking at about a 2-2.5-hour walk with the snow. It's going to slow you down a bit. But Henry is, I mean, he's got his bag and he's booking it. He's just walking as fast as he can.
All right.
Let it go.
I can check, make sure shells are loaded, putting them in my pocket.
Yeah.
Sliding it into its holster and using my walking stick to get through the snow.
Let's hope we have to fend off any Biaki on the way in.
Oh, Jesus. I'm searching the skies.
Roll me some spot hiddens.
That's a roll I statistically can make.
Pass.
Fail.
Impale.
You guys continue down the road for another half hour or so. Who didn't? I could have ticked it. You all passed or no? You didn't pass.
No.
I didn't.
I passed.
Op 4.
Out of the corner of your eye, you see something strange that appears to be a very tall piece of rock that you recognize.
It's a man here.
Off the side of the road.
Can we get whichever inscriptions we couldn't get before?
It is one of them that you've seen before.
Okay.
And it's just one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. We're going the right way, he says aloud.
Henry's not... He's just walking, if that's what you're talking to. He doesn't seem to care what you're saying at this point.
All right, well... Let's keep going, then.
As you continue, roll me another spy hidden.
Just an impales.
Pass.
Nope.
Ought two.
You see, you see a second one that you definitely recognize.
That we've already seen before.
Something else.
Oh. Oh, there's where we wrote that note. 7 days for his work and five for mine.
And we assumed it was five.
He was supposed to be there a week ago. So maybe it's 5 days for them to do this ritual?
Yeah, it was 7 days for Edwards and 5 days for Roby.
Five for mine.
And mine was talking.
Oh, was it Roby that was sent us that said that?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. Because we got that. From,
so if he's a week late, we're literally coming up on them.
He's only a few days late.
Can I see that page?
But it's been 8 days or 9 days.
He said the Henry Lister.
He said he was a week late.
No. He was supposed to be there on the 5th. It is the 8th or 9th.
It's the 9th.
It's the 9th.
But didn't he say he was late for the train for a week?
For the train.
That just doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't
know. Oh, we're getting a new one.
Sweet. Abandon all hope.
Sure.
Sorry, it's on that table and in pencil, but that is... You see a monolith you have not read yet.
We, the mute, the lame, the stupid, the dull.
The weak.
The weak.
What was the first one we saw? Is this saying something?
The first one is the first one in line.
Okay, so...
I believe, hang on. 1, 2, 2...
Because we may be forming a sentence here. Or... A stanza or an ode.
No, sorry. The first one you saw was the one that says, we strain our ears for the sound of love.
So, we strain our ears for the sound of love. We the mute, the lame, the stupid, the dull, the weak. It's starting to sound kind of culty and symbolically.
A little bit.
I'm really annoyed and nervous that I rolled an ought 4 and then an ought 2. Because that means that my shotgun is...
Can't wait to your combat round.
And it's going to be great.
I've been failing.
I already rolled my hot one, so.
All right, so we continue onward.
You guys continue?
Yeah.
Eventually you guys come to a small clearing, and you see in front of you a path to the lake. And you see the lake, and on the opposite side from where you're standing, you see the lights of what appears to be a small lodge, perhaps? On your left is nothing but wood. Right up to the edge of the lake. On your right, there is a blocked path. There is a path that, call it a driveway. You don't see any tire tracks. Doesn't appear as if any activity has happened here recently. The snow has definitely covered everything up, and it's still coming down. But you do see that the path is blocked by large boulders so that no one can drive through it. But in order to get to the lodge, you would have to walk around the lake to get to it. So that is what you're seeing right now.
I thought you said the lodge was on our left.
Woods on your left, lodge on the opposite side of the lake, pathway to your right to walk around.
Okay.
And Lister is like, oh my goodness, we're here. We made it. And he heads for the
path. If we're going to kill him, now's the time to do it. Just go throw that out there. Not saying we should. But this is going to be your last chance.
Wouldn't I hear a shot ring out from across the lake?
Shot to you in the heart. I hold up my walking stick. Not if no one fires a shot.
So he is running around the lake right now. Ahead of you.
Just like throws a suitcase in the air and just takes off running.
Strips all his clothes.
Woo! Arms flapping in the air. Okay. I suppose we follow. We've got nothing else to do, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing tactically to do yet.
Right. Here, let me read a little bit here. This is interesting stuff.
Pull the barrel roll.
The black mirror of Loch Mulardach stretches out, a long, thin cut between the mountain ridges that contain it. You can see Mulardach House standing on the loch's eastern end. It's not as impressive as you might have imagined. Yeah, a largish two-story stone hunting lodge, which is rather ugly. You see a couple of snow-covered cars near it. There are no footprints, no tire tracks are available. There's a thin white mist that rolls up from the water as you walk around. There's absolutely no noise. The only light you see is one light within the lodge. And as you continue around, your visibility quickly lessens.
Cool.
And as it does, you glimpse something new that wasn't there before. As you come around the bend, where you think Mr. Lester has gone, you don't see him. And where he was essentially running, you see an archway that was definitely not there before.
Crap.
It appears to be some sort of ceremonial, perhaps. It's not unlike the marble arch at Hyde Park, which you would know about. Completely incongruous in the surroundings. And as you continue to walk and look around you, you see buildings and streets that were not there before. The pathway you were on is gone. The sky seems clear and it's no longer snowing. And you know, Mr. McDuff, having read it, that you are in Carcosa. Holy, holy.
Title track, Holy, is provided by Sleep for the Weary from their latest album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow the Rancor's Brothel at rancorsbrothel.com, and be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoyed the show. See you next time.